everybody. This is Abby Smith, and this is Broadcast. And today I have Ophira Horowitz and Mike Specht.
It's just Specht, but I mean, Specht? You don't have to put an H in there.
Hard H.
Okay.
If anyone
they used to call me old Hard H back in high school, actually.
Out of here. No puns on air. Mm-hmm. we were just listening to Coming of Age from Induction. That was the censored version for 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I was still offended by it. So
well, she did say she was drunk and high, which is very offensive.
Yeah, it really just kind of turned me off the entire band.
So mostly what we're talking about today is Prohibition and how we should bring that back.
Yeah, it should come back. I mean,
that was a golden age.
It was a genius time. You know, we were super productive. It was the Great Depression, though,
women
as well.
Women were less promiscuous.
Yeah.
It was a really, really happy time.
It was. So says my grandparents, anyway, because I don't remember it.
But, no, not exactly. Thank you also, Mike, for recommending Shred Kelly. Do you know where they're from?
BC.
Right on.
Some of them are from Ontario. I know the woman in the band, she is from North Ontario, I believe Kenora. So, but they're all a bunch of, like, ski heads, so they all met out in Fernie, BC.
Oh, hence the Shred.
Yeah.
Dope.
So pretty much all they do all winter is ski and record music. So,
oh,
and then they tour all summer. Yeah,
it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you wanted to play today? If you're...
I have a Sailor Jupiter from
Ottawa. Oh, yeah. Maybe. Oh, yeah. I mean, actually, you turned me on to them. I've been listening to them a lot. I think nice. I might have put them in the playbox, too. They're so good. They're super fun. Yeah, let's do that. For now, I'll put on Shred Kelly now. We're listening to the song Family, Oh Family. I have to keep reminding myself that I'm on the radio and not actually just talking normally.
Well, it's just one of those days for you. You know, you're a bit out of
it. Yeah, doing pretty bad. It smells pretty bad in the booth right now, guys.
I'm judging you, so
thanks for coming on today. It's actually horrible. But
it's the worst day of my life, but we're going to get through it. So
also, big shout out to Sadie Donahue. I don't know if you're listening because you're probably still in bed, but thank you for having a birthday yesterday because it was awful, and that's why I smell so bad today. So we're going to listen to Shred Kelly, Family, Oh Family.
Family, oh family, oh, we can wait and we can see if we can start a life. Save up for the things we need and build a house among the trees and start it right. Oh, I say to you, what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? With jagged you, then we will be full. Oh, I say to you, what are we waiting for? Oh, I say to you, what are we waiting for? Better into
We were just listening to Dead to Me from Sailor Jupiter. And that was, you said you'd never seen them play
before? I've never seen them play, but I'm a big Sailor Moon fan.
Yes.
So I've always been an automatic Sailor Jupiter fan.
Mm-hmm. And they have a great sound.
They do. It's
so lovely and like grungy.
I'm glad that they finally put their music online. I finally got to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they're from Ottawa.
They're from Ottawa.
You are from Ottawa.
I'm from Ottawa.
And did you want to put on some more Ottawa bands?
More
today?
Ottawa bands. Yeah, let's do it.
We should definitely play some Bonnie Doon.
We should. I was just thinking the same thing.
Have you seen them live?
I have.
Yeah, they're so weird. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was especially like metal that their guitar player is like quite pregnant on this tour, and which is like the coolest thing in the world to me. They're just the best band.
I might be mistaken, but one of their musicians also is part of a band called Boyhood.
Oh, and yeah.
They're amazing.
I think they played Boyhood when they were on
Did they really?
My show. And I don't know.
Like, as Bonnie Doon?
Like, yeah, no, but yeah, they came here for an interview, and they, I let them pick, like, the playlist, and they put on a Boyhood song, I'm pretty sure. So, are they, do they share band members?
They do.
Okay.
They do. Ottawa's
they
very incestuous.
They didn't even tell me. I'm, like, offended. Oh, well. For anyone out there, we're playing, we're just playing some FemCon today. This is Broadcast with Abby Smith. And I'm really excited about the National Radio Conference that's happening this week.
Happening now.
Happening right now. That's why you're here, which is super exciting. Did you want to talk a bit about your work?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, I work with an organization called Journalists for Human Rights. I'm stationed in a fly-in Indigenous reserve called Sandy Lake First Nation. It's in Ontario on the Manitoba border, way up north. And I'm helping them out with their community radio station and teaching them how to do radio journalism. And it's kind of cool. Their station's totally different from the stations here. It's basically a giant PA system.
That's great.
Oh. Yeah. People just call in, like, every 5 minutes, literally.
Nice.
And they'll say something like, Mike, you're late for my date. How dare you?
So it's just basically, like, if you want to get a hold of somebody, you use the radio.
Exactly,
because
there's 100% listenership. They play it at the Northern, which is the grocery store. They play it at the band office. Everyone has it playing in the background all day long, wherever they are.
That's amazing.
What's the content like?
So it's a lot of grown-ups. There's almost no youth content, although the youth council has a show, and they do call-in math problems. So if you call in with the answer, you get a free iTunes gift card.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's such a great idea.
It's kind of awesome. And they love their radio bingo there.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing at fundraising. I witnessed them raise like thousands of dollars in an hour.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, they're really good. And it's it has a very big community feel. Every major community organization has their own show. So there's like the Diabetes Prevention Program has their own show with the corporation, which handles the water supply.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, and they just kind of talk about their work there. So everyone always knows what's going on thanks to the radio station.
I think that like every radio station could learn a lot from a station like that, where what a tool it can be for the community, even on like a really like seemingly like petty basis. I love the idea of people calling in and being like come home, like you're late,
or
like
it's literally talking to your listener, which is what we're trying to achieve.
It must be like a really rewarding experience to kind of see that, right, where you don't get that kind of support in other areas of the country. Like it's still very good in a lot of places, but that's like 100%.
Yeah. It's amazing what you could do if everyone was listening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, I could be like...
But the downside is you'd have to please everyone.
That's true.
So,
which I can barely please anybody, so...
No, I mean, I've been in here judging the program the entire time.
Am I being audited? Is that why you're
this
here?
This is it. Exactly. That's why I'm diligently taking notes right now. You're not doing so good.
I don't know why you actually got undressed for the show. That was pretty uncomfortable.
I don't know. You said it was going to be more of a stripped-down version of the show with a lot of acoustic music, so I decided to take my clothes off.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's... someone please send the police to the station, if you don't mind.
That'll be pretty uncomfortable arresting me.
Strange naked man on the loose.
Although it's not the first time that I've been arrested stark naked, so I mean...
That's a horrible story that you shouldn't say on air.
It's not for real. It's sarcasm.
There's that Alan Alden Nolan poem. Are you familiar with Alden Nolan? He's a poet who lived in St. John. He has a poem about a naked man on the loose running around this community.
Written about me.
Yeah.
That's part of my life.
Yeah, the 70s.
Yeah. Me and Alan, we go way back. So
Alden.
Yeah, okay. Alden. I call him Alan. It's a nickname.
He knows so
it's
many
a,
poets.
Yeah. Just, you know, we're good buds, so that's why
that's
I call him Alan.
Something that I was interested in having here, and I wondered if anyone would listen, and maybe if anyone's listening now, they could give me some feedback on this, of a poetry show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. If there's any poets out there who are interested, get in contact with our program director, Mike Specht. Super cool guy. Like, you could just totally dig this dude, and he'd probably be... cool with you doing the show.
Probably clothed, maybe,
hopefully. More than likely clothed. It depends on the day. It really does.
You should get some slam poets on air.
That was, female, that was what I was poets. Thinking, was really, like, aggressive, violent, on-air poetry.
Find my clothes. Like, stuff like that.
Please help me. No, because I went to, like, a slam poet event in Fredericton, and I'd never been to one before. But the ones that really stuck out to me were the female performers, because they were just... like, it was such an aggressive male environment, but they totally were a part of it. There was no backing away from, like, really hard issues. And a woman won, actually. It was really cool. And she was terrifying. I was so scared of her.
Was it, like, slam poetry battles?
It was,
like,
yeah.
8 Mile
it was
style?
It was a contest, yeah. I don't know what 8 Mile
I judged a slam poetry contest.
Oh, really?
I judged because I knew nothing about it. I judged based on how many goosebumps.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That's actually a pretty good meter. And some of the poets were, like, I was really glad that everyone came because there was a really big turnout and there was lots of poets that tried to compete. And, but some of them were definitely better than others. One guy was like, the Webster's Dictionary says that there's 30 letters that start with X and now you're just one of them.
That's genius. That is unbelievable.
No, but he was quite good and it was nice to see him, like branch out. Into poetry.
I went to a poetry reading one time and, like, this guy, it was like a really uncomfortable and inappropriate, like, detailing of something that I won't say it on air, but it's something you shouldn't talk about in public.
Okay.
And it was like pages and pages long, and he had to be, like, asked to leave the stage. Like, it was really yeah,
that's,
it was just uncomfortable.
Like, that sounds really
it was weird. Yeah.
Was there any discomfort with the one that you were judging, or was it all pretty?
No, it was a youth contest.
Oh, that sounds great.
They all converged in Ottawa.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah, we should definitely do something like that on air. That could get really fun. Especially because it could get really, there could be a lot of movement in here.
Mm, I've been known to write a limerick or two myself. Maybe I'll,
yeah, about Tom Brady.
Yeah, mostly about Tom Brady and the impact that he's made on my life. And since this is a woman's show as well, I mean, Gisele Bündchen, you know, got to throw her out there, and she's inspirational as well.
I know you're very jealous of her, but...
Yeah, I mean, just her relationship to Tom. I mean, really, like, the support system there. I mean, because I've always seen him as, like, kind of like a father figure, mentor, like, best friend, brother type.
Mm-hmm. You I'm know? Just going to stop you before this turns into your sports show.
Just cut it right there.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Here, that's enough from you. I was going to put on some Moss Lime. Have you heard them before? You haven't?
No, but Cam recommended them, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did, too, yeah.
My friend Cam, hey, he's the music director.
Is he listening?
At CFRC in Kingston, hopefully. I hope you're listening, Cam.
Hi, Cam.
Hi, Cam. Thank you for all your suggestions. That was incredible. He sent you so much.
I asked him for FemCom, and he sent us, like, a list of... It grew after we looked at it. So, like, 20, 30 names.
Yeah. It's been really fun, like, especially starting here. As soon as I started asking all my friends for, like, FemCom suggestions, it was, like, I had to shut them up.
Hey.
I'm going to put on Moss Lime with the song Calabria 2015. This was our song last night, Sadie. I know that you're out there.
And afterwards, we're going to have this great story I have about a water bottle. We're going to talk about that after the song as well.
I'll kill you on air. You're listening to Broadcast with Abby Smith, and today I have Mike Specht and Vera Horowitz with me. I'm sorry, I keep saying Specht.
It's just Specht, like respect without the re.
And it's so. Horowitz, yeah?
It is Horowitz.
Okay, great. Thanks for listening. Easy now, no need figure down. Easy now, no need figure down. Rock that run, that is where we're from. Easy now, no need figure down. Easy now, no need figure down. Rock that run, that is where we're from. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
She got that new song with Rihanna.
We're just talking about Yeezy at the moment, mm-hmm. And his lack of feminine inclusion. But he does have that new song with Rihanna.
Couple. He had, what's her face there? Forget her name. She does that.
I'd appreciate if you didn't refer to women as what's her face.
Well, I say what's his face
at least
as well.
For this 1 hour.
It's a general term.
Trying to be inclusive.
Yeah. Anyway, he's had a bunch of women on his songs.
Mm-hmm.
All Falls Down with Selena. Selena. I think. I
Selena.
Know. Selena, yeah. That one was awesome.
So. It's a really good song. Mm-hmm. We were not listening to that just now. We were listening to Powder Blue, which is my new obsession. I feel like they have since changed their name because I can't seem to find them online anymore, so I will have to locate them. But that was the song, Feel It. They're so good. They're from Saskatchewan. I've been uncovering a lot of like really great femcon coming out of Saskatchewan lately, which seems like a different planet,
mm-hmm.
right? At the moment, just being in the Maritimes. Like even you coming from...
Northern Ontario.
I feel like you're from a totally different planet than I am. And also you are, because you're like having a panic attack about all the produce.
All the food. Yeah, apples are $4. A bag of spinach is $10. Mm-hmm. I have my expensive onions, and I cut just a little bit
off. A tiny little bit off. Yeah, I know. It's amazing how... and is it just because it's the one store that has a monopoly?
It's the one store. It's called the Northern. It's... like the Walmart, except not the cheap prices.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they have a monopoly. They blame it on the fact that it's a blind community on the freight prices, but it's not, because you have two items of equal weight. The one that's more in demand is way more expensive.
Yeah, totally. That's such a shift. And actually, even being in the market with you totally made me, like, reappreciate, like, how plentiful everything
is. I was taking photos. I was so excited.
I was taking photos of everything. And also, there was booze.
There was booze. I live on a dry reserve. They have a one not so nice thing is they have a drug and alcohol problem there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are addicted to oxycodone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really, really bad in North Ontario.
Yeah.
In like Thunder Bay, I think last year they recycled something like 700,000 needles or something like that, because people are kind of moving away from like
that's
the
like
oxys.
Vancouver.
Yeah, it's and this is in a city of 110,000 people. 700,000 needles. So, I mean, opiate addiction is really, really bad in North Ontario.
Yeah, I've read some things about that. So you said there's 100% like listenership
yes.
for your community. What is the actual like volunteer or employee status?
How many volunteers are at the station?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's really hard to keep track. People it just kind of happens there. There's a program grid. It's like 5 years out of date, and people just like they just come in, pop out. They're virtually other than the youth council show. There are no youth volunteers that I know of, and that's something I'm trying to change over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because over here, like, come volunteer at Local FM. It's the coolest place in the world. You get automatic cred.
Yeah,
but not so there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of funny, especially, like, everywhere else, it's like, oh, you know, campus radio is so cool. That was something that, like, prevented me from volunteering initially, but I eventually
did.
It's
so cool.
Because it's like, those guys are so cool, and they wear such good clothes. and that was what kept me from being really enthusiastic and definitely really self-doubtful. Of course, when I got in it, I realized that everyone's a giant nerd. I definitely can fit in here.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing a science show for four years, and there was a place for me as a biologist.
Yeah, and also, that would be... I'm sure that you would... If someone came to you being like, can I do a science show? You would, like, have a meltdown and be like, please, God, do a science show.
No, I mean, it would be awesome. Like, anything that's different and stuff like that. Yeah,
of
like,
course.
My experience with campus radio is, like, you know, I started out in, like, the sports sector. We were always kind of, like... the outcasts at times, because we were a couple, like, you know, bros almost, like, in campus radio, but everyone's, like, super, you know, accepting and cool and stuff like that. But,
yeah, totally.
You know, a little different.
Yeah. I think it's, especially because you're holding the workshop on volunteer
recruitment and retention.
Yeah. And you would have a totally different experience in that aspect than we would here, I think.
Yeah, I hope I get a lot of help. For the first time in my life, I'm having trouble recruiting volunteers.
Yeah, especially with the young kids.
But I'm gonna partner up with the Youth Council and other organizations like Right to Play. which is a sports organization over there, I would really love to throw a radio camp in the summer.
One for elementary school
students, one for high school students. And it would like the parents to go hunting during the day.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It would work out really well. At the high school, I thought it would be their funding is getting cut and their classes are getting cut down too as a result. So it would be really cool to offer a workshop as a course there and volunteer hours. In Ontario, you have to do the 40 hours
a month. That's totally true.
Is that not Canada wide?
Is it Canada wide?
No, it's not Canada wide.
Oh, wow.
No, definitely not New Brunswick.
Get me some co-op students.
That's dope. I didn't even think of that. I totally forgot that Ontario has that mandate. That's amazing. So they, like, have to do it. You have to be in community radio. That's great. I'm gonna chuck on a song, unless you guys... Oh, God, I'm just, like, barely driving the bus today. Bus is crashing.
Yeah, this is a train wreck, so anything that you can do to make this
quicker.
No, I'm having a great time.
It's
pretty fun, yeah.
I'm going to play Hollow Bunny. They're this band from Montreal, and they're on this collective with O'Hara. And it's this particular compilation, it's like the Ojai Collective, and they put this out, and there's lots of great bands on it, like Year of Glad and Damn Ships are on this as well. And O'Hara is O'Hara Hale from Nancy Pants. I don't know if you know, the band is coming to Sappy Fest this year.
Oh, cool.
And Nancy Pants is all I think about and all I talk about and all I play at home, so that's pretty much where I'm coming from.
Nice.
So I'm going to play Hollow Body, their song Ninny Hammer. You're listening to Local 107.3 FM. This is Abby Smith with Broadcast.
It's one really, way to start the segment.
Really messing it up today. Actually, that was intentional. That's my theme song. Just screech.
This is your first day, though, right?
First time on the radio ever. Cool. I've never even been around any of this technology before.
Well, you're doing a good job considering the circumstances.
Thank you very much. I know that we have a lot of listeners right now from away, and big shout out to all of them. Who's listening right now?
Magnus from CJSF, from Burnaby, BC. It's a station on a mountain. Their station is here for the conference. They brought 5 delegates.
Awesome.
And shout out to Jackie Ray in Sandy Lake.
I can't wait to meet everybody. And hello, Jackie in Sandy Lake. And we were just listening to you, Nancy Pants, the only person that I listen to right now.
And I lied. My friend Katie from Toronto.
Hi, Katie.
Thanks for listening,
Yeah. Thank you for putting up with my horrible broadcasting ability.
Oh, I see what you did there with the name. Finally.
Do you get it all of a sudden?
Yeah, you've been doing the show for like a month.
What were the other choices?
Half.
It was like, some of them are really bad. Mike Fawn, who I think is listening right now, suggested the rhythm method for my show. And he thought that was brilliant. Mm. But I
don't understand it. I'm not even going to pretend.
Well, the point is that rhythm method doesn't work, right? So why would I name my show after? But I mean, it's pretty funny. I get it with rhythm music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope. What were the other ones?
Panty Raid, which is I did adopt in some fashion because that's my Twitter handle. Mm-hmm. Panty Raids with a Z for anybody that wants to tweet at me for the broadcast Twitter. which was pretty clever. There was they were really bad. Actually, most of them I can't even say on air, so that would have been pretty problematic if I had gone with them.
Most of them were just offensive to women.
They were really, actually, a lot of them were offensive.
You're a misogynist, correct?
Well, politically?
Yeah.
No, but I realized, because I went out with my friends to kind of farm a name for my show, and some people left and some people came, and I realized by the end of it was just a bunch of men deciding what my show should be named. So that's when I kind of went away from that, but it was really helpful, and everyone was really supportive of the show starting. And we had talked yesterday a little bit about my upcoming project, about sexism in the food service industry.
Yeah.
And you had some great contributions to that.
Well,
I think it's something that everyone has experienced, even you. You said that you bartended, Mike?
I bartended for a while, and then my sexual harassment, I guess, in the workplace, or it wasn't even really sexual harassment, but sexism in the workplace was kind of experienced as a bar back.
Yeah.
Can I tell my Hooters story?
Tell your Hooters story, because it's unbelievable.
I was a Hooters girl for a summer in Toronto, and one story I like to tell is the training's intense. We have a 72-page training manual, and over 2 weeks of training, and within the training manual, there's this story where it says, pretend you're a little girl in Disney World watching the parade go by, and all of a sudden Cinderella gets off her float, takes off her shoes, throws them down, and says, I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore. Imagine how traumatized you'd feel.
It'd be terrible, yeah.
This is how your customers feel when you go out of character.
Wow.
Don't you relate to that?
Yeah, I mean...
That's horrible.
It sounds really, yeah.
Because it's true. There is a character when you...
I thought that phrasing was interesting, especially for... Because I think that everybody that works in the food service industry as, in front of house way feels like they're going into character. Mm-hmm. But I've never had that articulated in such a way. And obviously Hooters is quite standardized. Because you could go to any Hooters and it would be the same service. And the girls would be the same, in the same character.
Yes.
And, I just can't believe how intensive your training was. I mean, they really do.
3 tests. I failed my written hospitality test. And I had to rewrite it.
Wow. Just to serve food at a bar.
One question is, if you serve a family, in what order do you serve them? And the answer is always serve the wife before the husband so she doesn't get jealous.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Well, I mean, that's definitely something and I was talking about this with some of my coworkers at Port City Royal the other day about and they've all worked in the service industry for a long time. And I know that there's sometimes you reach a point with a customer that you actually feel because of their inappropriate behavior, which is totally acceptable, you just feel the life getting sucked out of you. Mm-hmm. And you have to draw upon this made up character in your head to be able to cope with it. And I think it's interesting because it took me a really long time to even articulate that this industry has its issues.
And for me, actually, like, the more I think about it as well, like, my experience, it wasn't even sexism in the workplace. Like, being a barback, it's almost like a microcosm of classism, because the barback, like, they get tipped out the very least. They're expected to stay way later than the rest of the staff, or at least in my nightclub experience, where everyone else was able to go home, like, just after last call, and we were expected, like, we had to stay there till like, 4 or 5 in the morning, because they fired the cleaning company.
Oh.
So we had to, like, clean up all the disgusting bits of the bar, and then we're walking out of there with $10 tips in our pocket when everyone else gets to go home early and has like $200-$300.
It's true, and classism is a good way to put it. And I wanted to talk a lot about that as well, because it's a really unstable position to have working in a restaurant. As if you're not the like chef on salary, the management on salary, then you are subject to economic downturn. You are on call even though you're not. If they call in and need you, you're going to say yes, because you have no money. And you're totally broke. And it's not even the salary that you are working for. It's the tips from customers, which is a very transient transaction. And as a woman, you have to definitely trade on being super nice and...
super busty.
Super busty, which I struggle with. And, so it's been... Even just, like, thinking about this the last couple of days, there's been such a wealth of contribution from people already. And I'm interested to see what's going to come next. Even really, like, dramatic things. Like, and it's not just all, like, subtle sexism. Some of it is just, like, blatantly oppressive. Like, I know someone that told me a story about working at a restaurant where he was instructed to rate the girls that dropped off resumes on the resume to write down what they're rating from 1 to 10 for attractiveness.
That's pretty much how the hiring process goes. Like, I've been in when girls drop off resumes, and it's always like, oh yeah, she's super hot, and then like she's working a shift the next day.
Yeah, and that that kind of short term thinking is actually problematic for a business, because you're not necessarily hiring a person who's the success of the business is important to, but. More to the point, it's hiring people selectively in a way that you know that you'll be able to manipulate them, to victimize them, essentially. I certainly know businesses that turn down resumes from men for our front of house, and I think that largely it is coming from a place of, well, I won't be able to control them, you know, we'll be on equal footing.
Hey, Abby, what happens if they submit an electronic resume?
Oh, yeah, if they submit an electronic resume... With this person that was telling me this, thank you. he was instructed to like find them online and to figure out what they looked like. And if he couldn't find them, he was just instructed to throw the resume out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's and he was even reprimanded if he didn't do it. He was reprimanded if the management met with this person and she was not deemed to be as attractive as he said, which is crazy.
That's ridiculous.
I know it's and. Especially, like, when he was telling me this story, like, it was quite painful for him because he knows that he was, like, contributing to the issue. But again, it's, like, everyone loses. It's not just men against women. It's everyone's losing when it's set up like this.
Yeah, that must be so stressful to, like, have to, like, judge somebody and then, like, your judgment is being taken into account, like, into your job performance.
Yeah, and it is very much built into your job performance. Could you just turn your phone off for 1 hour?
It's everybody talking about this wonderful episode that we're doing. So
that's a lie. I know that you're talking about Tom Brady.
Well, obviously, I'm talking about Tom Brady. I'm thinking
you're tindering on the radio. How could we set up a dating show on the radio?
Well, let's just put out all my personal information out there. And if anybody, you know, is interested, just send me a text or find me on the Facebook.
Yeah, of course.
And obviously, you know, we won't judge you by your looks, like we were just talking about with the service industry.
No,
it's all about, you know,
Mike accepts
the kind-hearted.
Anyone. Yeah,
you know?
The kind-hearted.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
What's your project exactly? How are you starting it?
Well, I'm going to see kind of where... I'm meeting with a couple people this week to formulate some larger, like, sort of testimonials, I suppose. And again, a lot of this is going to be anonymous. People don't want to lose their jobs. And it being a restaurant community in St. John, I don't want people to be worried about that, because I can totally do it anonymously. And I'm going to do one standalone piece. It's not going to be through broadcast. It'll just be its own kind of radio doc, essentially. And if there's more to be said, then I'll continue it. I'm just going to see if people are interested in doing more.
I want to submit an anonymous story, Abby. How do I do that?
You can email me at abigail@cfmh.ca. You're super good at this. Thank you, Ophira. Or you can tweet. You can send me a private message on Twitter. I am Panty Raids with a Z on Twitter, which I'm sorry about. Or you can message me on Facebook, Abigail Smith. There is just a wealth of ways you can contact me.
So bad.
That wasn't actually about anything to do with the show.
No. So. Could you just turn that phone off?
I tried to turn the volume down.
Can you just leave? Left. Put on your pants. Go.
I'm just going to leave the pants here, actually. So. We roll token.
Thank you for prompting me on that. You're so good at this. I'm really hoping that people will come forward. I know that, like, I personally have some stories because I've been waitressing since I was 17, but I don't want it to just be about me because I know it's an industry-wide problem. And I think that there's going to be a lot to work with. People are definitely willing to talk about it. I actually can't even stop people from talking about it. And I can't believe that you worked at Hooters. That's crazy.
Yeah. I bought a push-up bra for my interview. I got airbrushed makeup on my face. And then I got I went in and they just hired a new crop of girls. So the manager had them crowd all around me and they were looking me up and down with these judgy faces.
Oh my god.
That sounds like such a weird hiring process.
Yeah, and I never got a question. I just got hired on the spot.
They didn't actually interview you verbally.
No, oh,
wow.
No.
It's like, that's wild.
Do a three-quarter turn to your left, please. And
strip down. Just kidding. But that's crazy enough as it is.
And I was a sunshine girl, too.
And you were a sunshine girl.
We were strongly encouraged to pose for the Sun newspaper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For the fold-out, for the centerfold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite the work experience.
So you did actually pose?
I did.
Oh, wow.
I did with a bunch of other Hooters girls.
Crazy.
I said that my dream is to become a Formula One race car driver. And I go for looks and money in men.
Wow. What an interview. That's what I should have been asking you actually on air, is what do you go for in men and what is your dream? I'm gonna throw on another Nancy Pants song, if that's okay with you guys.
I have no objections.
So okay.
You do you.
Thank you everyone out there for listening. I feel like this is probably like my like largest listenership. But that's because you're so good on social media, Ophira. That's what I should be doing. It's targeting people specifically, threatening them to listen. Or else. So thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm sorry about this like horrible mess of a show. I'm gonna play another Nancy Pants song, her song Happy. I keep saying her, but I'm just constantly thinking about O'Hara Hale.
Right?
It's
like,
Bay,
there's
yeah.
Several
there's
of
many
them.
People in the band. Yeah. I just really love O'Hara Hale. She's a really talented musician, and and I can't wait to see them at Sappy Fest. I'm probably gonna make a huge fool of myself, which is gonna be exciting. So this is their song, Happy, and you're listening to 107.3 FM. This is Abigail Smith with Ophira and Mike, and this is Broadcast.
Thank you.
Why does that keep happening?
I'm not sure.
She said it's her theme song.
Oh, yeah, that's a theme song. That's supposed to happen, everybody out there.
That's never happened before. It's just when you guys are in here that it's like making everything go totally haywire. Hmm. Yeah. You're not going to respond to that?
No, yeah, I have no response.
You can't hear your nodding on the radio, right?
I don't know.
So. Okay. I'm really sorry about the horrible sounds and the horrible sound of my voice. Hi, Allison. By the way, my sister's listening.
Oh, cool. Got a big audience today.
Huge. It's
like, wow. Oh, and my supervisor, Kim.
Your supervisor, Kim.
Lookout.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Kim.
This is what
I represent North Ontario.
Yeah. And also, Anthony and Jenna very selfishly requested a shout-out, which is ridiculous. And you should probably be punished.
Yeah.
I feel. Because they are...
They don't deserve one. That's the thing. Is
they don't deserve one, and they're a detriment to the whole office.
They're really just bringing us down. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, thank you, Anthony, for that.
Thanks for nothing.
And all your hard work.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for listening today. And if anybody has any... I did a call for submissions on my Facebook page, broadcast on 107.3 FM, for the sexism in the food service industry subject. And if anybody wants to contact me about that, and I'm definitely going to be seeking a lot of you out, but my email is... abigail@cfmh.ca if you want to contact me there. And I'm really looking forward to thinking and talking a lot about sexism in the workplace, because it's a reality. Again, can't hear your nodding on radio.
It is a reality. It's just a crystal clear reality.
Okay. Yeah. You know, everything that you say sounds facetious.
I know. It's just one of those days for me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. This show is kind of a write-off because I'm so...
I love this show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, today. My show in general is very serious. But today I was...
Cat story.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, I can't even think of any stories about my cats. I was saying to Ophira that when I'm by myself in here, I kind of just go off and start talking about, like... my friend's cats, or like how hard it was to take out the garbage, or and I forget that I'm on air, and I still do that when people are here, but luckily I haven't actually sworn today, which is good.
Yeah, it's a real bonus. I mean, there's a lot of other, you know, missteps and mishaps, but yeah, we kept it clean, family friendly,
except for the horrible sounds that would probably upset children a lot.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today. That was super fun.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, that was it was good. We'll do it again. Maybe. I don't know. Unless I'm fine.
Maybe next week. Yeah, we'll see.
Get some more guests.
If you're still on air.
Yeah, I'm going to be on next week, so anybody that wants to join me through the conference, if any of you guys are listening right now, we're still expecting a lot of delegates to show up.
90 people.
Ah! It's like summer camp. I'm so excited.
It is so summer camp.
Totally. That's great. I will, I'll be really looking forward to seeing everybody.
Yeah, see you soon.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. This is Broadcast with Abigail Smith, and I had Mike Specht and Ophir Horowitz joining me today. And you're listening to Local 107.3 FM CFMH.